Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Almighty God. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for this day, Lord God. This is a day that we never seen before and we'll never see again. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, do something supernatural in our life. Do something, Father, to let us know, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are still sitting on the throne, alive and well, and nothing, and I mean nothing, is getting by you. You all-knowing, Father. And I thank you, Lord, and I pray for the families, and I pray for those that are being affected by this virus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the glory. Amen. Thank God. All right, then. What we're going to be talking about today, let's go to the book of Psalms. To the book of Psalms, we're going to talk a little bit about being protected. You know, God protects you. You know, God, he want to protect his people from all of this virus and anything else that might be going on. And he is a protector. Do you know that all of his promises are yea and amen? But I want you to know they are not automatic. It's something that we have to do to initiate it, to get things started there for God to operate in our life. You know, when we got saved, it was something that we had to do. It was something that we had to do on our part. We had to confess. We had to confess Romans 10:9. And it's just something that we have to initiate and we have to allow and permit. We have to ask him to come in. God is a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on none of us in nothing. So we had to say something. We had to initiate it. We had to receive it. And he just came into our heart. So that's the same way with all the others' promise. We have to do something in order to activate them in our lives. Okay. If you wanted to put a title on this, it'll be God Promised to Protect Us. He promised to protect us. He promised, is in his word, that he want to protect us. He want to keep us from any danger and from any harm. And we're going to see that over here in the book of Psalms 91. Now, it's something that we're going to have to do, too, in order to receive this protection that he has provided and for us. Got to tap into it, so to speak. Total obedience bring total protection. Partial obedience bring partial protection. So it depends on how much you want, how much protection that you want from God, because total obedience to the word of God, that's 100% of protection there. It's just like in the natural there. If you want insurance policy, and people do it all the time for the insurance, you can insure your house for a certain amount. You pay the premium, $50 will get you $100,000 worth of protection. If you want more than that, $100 will get you $200,000 of protection. It's depend on how much protection you want, then in the natural, that's how much premiums you got to pay. But in the things of God, in the kingdom of God, total obedience will bring 100% of protection, whatever you have need of in your life. That obeying the word of God will bring it there. So it's depend on how much protection that you want. It don't come automatic. You're going to have to do something in order to get that protection. It's no way that I can be believing God for protect me when I'm doing all the wrong things, when I'm not walking according to his word there, if we're not abiding and staying in his word. Because he said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, you should ask what you will, and he'll do it. But we'll see that as we go on. Look at Psalms 91, verses number 1. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let's just stop right there for a minute. He that dwells in the secret place of the Almighty. In other words, we got to abide. We got to stay there. We can't be running in and running out from the secret place, and that's in God. We can't we can't expect total protection when we're not abiding, when we're not dwelling in the most secret place of the Most High. In other words, abiding. He said, if you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, abide means to stay, to remain. Let's just look at that just a little bit more. To abide, meaning that we're not running in and we're not running out. He says to abide means to dwell. Stay with me now. To dwell means to settle. To settle means to remain, to abide, to stay. Where? Under the shadow, under the secret place of the Most High. If we stay there, watch this in. If we stay there, it's going to bring protection. We got to stay in God, and He abiding in you and I. And we can then ask for what we will, and He said He'll do it. I believe we can find that over there in the book of John 15:7. Let's just turn over there and let's just see what it says over there. John 15:7. If we abide, we got to stay, we got to remain. We just can't run in and can't be running out. Watch this here. John 15:7. He said, if ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's condition. You got to remain. You got to stay in right relationship. We can put it this way, right standard with God. I want you to know that's brain protection. He is obligated then to protect you from any danger and any harm if you just abide and stay and remain in here. Look at verse number 2. He say, I will say of the Lord. In other words, you got to make a confession. You got to say something. Watch this. He said, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Notice what it says right here now. It says, He is my refuge and my fortress. In other words, God, my God. We have to make it personal. We have to say my God, not your God. We got to personalize this thing. And my God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust. I want to ask you today, who are you trusting in? Who do you have your faith in today? Is it your job? Is it your money? Is it a husband, wife, whatever that you trusting in and believing in? I want you to know those things are just resource. God, we need to come to a place that God is our source. And that's why we put our trust. We put our trust in Him. We believing in Him and Him alone. If God don't bring us out, if God don't provide for us, and He does provide for His people, we need to come to a place that we totally dependent upon God.